Hello and welcome to Bunda Vista episode 361. I'm Neil deGrasse Tyson and I'm glad to be here. Funny story, on the way here I stopped off at Starbucks for a grande latte and the barista, who's probably an art student by the way, asked me how many sugars I want in my coffee. I said, of course, 42,920 grains. And she said something like, okay, but like how many teaspoons of sugar? And I just refused to say it because I'm just a smug cunt. Anyway, I'm so glad to have been invited to speak at the funeral of little Jeremy, who got melted by an F-35A jet blast at the Des Moines Air Show. Just a few corrections before I go on. When his mother spoke earlier and said how she would meet him one day in heaven, it's important to note that that's very unlikely. Most likely outcome is that we all rot in the grave and our deaths have no cosmic significance. And a little fun fact, when his father sobbed and said, hug your children because you never know when it'll be the last time. Did you know that we never really touch each other when we hug? Our molecules are repelled from one another, and what we feel as touch is actually that electromagnetic repulsion occurring. I fucking love science. Now, you've got me for the rest of the service, or a little bit longer if any women want to visit me in the back of my Tesla S-Plaid after the service. So without further ado, I'm going to invite our next Neil deGrasse Tyson, Andrew, to the plinth. Neil, get on up here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a wonderful service. I greatly enjoyed the finger sandwiches served earlier. I ate a lot of them. I put a lot of them into my briefcase that contains nothing other than finger sandwiches obtained from paid engagements such as this. Oh, when I heard the tale of this poor melted child, my own child, hugged me closer and said, wow, it really makes you think. I love you, Daddy. And I said, ha, 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 you foolish fuck. You think that's love you're experiencing? Your brain has simply released a chemical called oxytocin.
Yes.
Fooling you into believing that we have some kind of connection with each other.
I love science.
Epic.
I fucking love science. Love isn't real also. Wow. I'm going to go get into the back of other Neil's Tesla now with him. We'll be waiting if anybody wants to join us back there. But yeah. I'm going to pass the mic to the third Neil deGrasse Tyson at this event. It's Lucy.
Oh, hello. Thank you, other Neil deGrasse Tyson. Really good speeches there. I know this little young man was a big fan of the Lord of the Rings films. You seen them? Good films. But are we really supposed to believe that a small slice of Lembas bread could fill the stomach of a grown man?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
And this child,
have to have
really
the
sad.
Energy density of like uranium fuel.
Which
exactly.
Would, of course, kill you instantly were you
no
to eat
at no point
it.
Do they show uranium poisoning happening in,
nobody
in
has
either
uranium
of the Hobbits.
Of Rivendell? Anywhere.
No.
Anywhere. So it's particularly sad to me that this child spent his life believing in fantasy, believing in fiction.
Yeah.
You know, perhaps he's better off on the other side, which is, as we discussed, rotting in the ground.
And plus, I think the eagles could have just taken the ring to Mount Doom.
They could have.
They could have just flown there.
They could have just flown the ring.
The eagles wouldn't have been that big, though.
No, that's true. No such eagle exists.
It would have been regularly sized eagle.
Oh, I fucking love science.
I fucking love science. Sorry, I have an oxytocin chemical reaction to science.
You
know? Yes. Oh, sorry. It's so important to be self-critical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Science is about, you know, having a theory
like
and proving it.
Yeah, after my fifth sexual assault allegation, I realized I need to get smarter with this.
It's not about what you know. It's about what you can prove. And that's science.
That's science.
That's the scientific method.
It's called a hypothesis. Hypothesizing.
Oh, Neil deGrasse Tyson's scientific method. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
You can't prove that.
Just in court. What is probability? Let's go through it.
Yeah.
What is evidence? What can really be known? What can really be known?
Mm-hmm. Do you think the Bayesian priors support me?
Sexually harassing a grad student? What?
I don't think so. You run the numbers. I ran the numbers, and I'm an astrophysicist or whatever.
How many human beings are there currently alive in the world, and what percentage of them have accused Neil deGrasse Tyson of sexual harassment?
So small.
So
probability.
Few.
Tiny.
So few. You have less chance of being sexually harassed by Neil deGrasse Tyson than you do of winning the lottery, folks.
Yes.
You know? Or of being struck by lightning. Mm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Now, if you work with Neil deGrasse Tyson, those odds change considerably.
Yeah. Yeah, those are Bayesian priors.
Oh, happy Father's Day, everyone.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to the daddies out there.
Yeah.
Or whatever fucking day it is in America. You guys do shit on the wrong day.
Stupid wrong day. Weird,
you guys are probably like, we do it on January the 1st. Idiots. Idiots.
Yeah.
Don't know when they do it. We're doing it today. Theo and I were just discussing what we got for Father's Day. Theo got an ear infection.
Yeah. And lateralis.
And I seem to have received conjunctivitis.
Yeah, we're goopy in the holes.
We're gooping.
Today.
We're gooping.
Father's Day? I'm getting my holes gooped.
Yeah, yep. I'm getting gooped in both my holes.
Yeah.
Eyes and ears.
You guys want to do something viral for me? You want to go viral, my kid said, and little did I know.
I can't blame the children for this. You remember maybe like one episode ago we were talking about how good it is to put cotton
to shove something
your
down
ears
in your
all
ear
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so you get into the doctor and he's like, so are you putting anything in your ears? And I was like, boy, am I all the time.
Whatever I can
feels
find.
Great. But yet they just keep getting itchier and itchier.
Weird. That's
and
weird.
Apparently that gets rid of like all the natural like goop you've got in there and lets in the bad goop.
Well, yeah. My understanding is that you're also pushing like whatever earwax is there further down
and
just
compacting
it.
Yeah,
and
you're
But why do they make them? It says on the pack, it's like, don't put them in your ears. It's like, well, what else would I be doing with it? What do you think I bought this for?
This whole Pete Holmes bit.
I think Q-tips are, so let me get this straight. Q-tips, little cotton, what do we call them here? Cotton
buds.
Cotton buds.
You're allegedly meant to use them to clean the outside of your ears.
Yeah.
Yes.
And keyboards.
Well, what I'm suggesting is that the sale and marketing of Q-tips here is akin to like the ads you get on social media that are like, hey, we'll deliver nitrous oxide to your cake decorating business at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You know how you're always up decorating cakes at 2 a.m. What else could you even use this for?
Hey, you know how you need a VPN for banking?
Uh-huh.
For doing all your banking transactions?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I prefer to be doing it with Bitcoin.
Yes.
But not every Instagram business takes Bitcoin for some reason. I'm going to say...
we know what they're for.
I'm going to say generously, over 60% of the ads I get served on Instagram now are for just somebody selling hallucinogens out of their house.
Really? How'd you get those?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yes, I'm interested in hallucinogens. Sure. Who isn't? But like the ads are just sort of some photos from somebody's camera phone of like a pile of shrooms. And then you swipe to the next slide and it'll be like a block of chocolate with a comedic THC or magic mushroom related name, you know? So you swipe through and there's just some pictures of stuff like that. And the text description for the ad just says like, DM me.
Yeah.
Someone's paid to place this ad and apparently that's fine.
I remember when we attempted to like moderate content, like, you know, as a whole to just go like, you know, that's over. We got bored with that.
Yeah.
We'll finish that.
Now there's just all kinds
there.
Of shit and it's all just AI generated pictures.
Yes. You guys getting those AI generated Jennifer Aniston profiles?
No.
There's like hundreds of them for some reason. Why Jennifer Aniston? She's not even in like
Why Jennifer Aniston? That's very strange.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some Keanu Reeves ones.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen some ones where it's just like a still photo of Keanu Reeves, but the mouth has been animated by AI and saying, hey, it's Keanu Reeves. I am making available a new coin for all my followers.
It's so cool, the world we made.
And it's important to remember that we are nuking large portions of the Amazon to make a photo of Keanu Reeves try to run a scam on you.
Yeah. You know,
right? Yeah. And nobody wants any of this either.
Someone's got to be clicking them.
Somebody's got to be clicking it. They got to get Koshy. They got to get Koshy doing the.
They got to get AI Koshy.
Yeah.
I've noticed actually that there has been a shift. There's been a shift in. I don't think that Koshy or what's his name? Richard.
Richard, what's his name from?
You know,
that are always going to jail on the Facebook ads.
Yeah. The old guy from like who used to be on the Today Show and shit.
Yeah.
So there seems to have been a shift away from those two to now I'm seeing a lot of Steve Irwin's son.
Oh, yeah. Bob Irwin.
Bob He's Irwin is suddenly the, you wouldn't believe what happened to him after he told the truth about banks. And he's being like hauled off by the cops and he's got a black eye in these like AI pictures.
Strange choice.
Very funny. Very funny concept of the cops beating someone up for speaking against the deep state.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck did you say about the Don't shadowy second shit. Government that like
it's time to publicly beat you. Yeah, so you know, it's all going well. We're gooped.
It rocks.
We're gooped. We're getting scammed online. You know, it's fantastic stuff. But hey, speaking of serial sexual harassers, like three Neil deGrasse Tysons, they can sexual harass three times as much as one Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
Like a
joined
like
together,
a,
like
like a sexual harassment hydra, if you will.
Sexual harassment vulture.
Neil deGrasse Tyson King.
Yeah. Imagine
allegedly, unproven.
But yeah, speaking of guys like that, there's also a whole country full of them. That's right, folks. They're called the French. It's time to see what's going on with the French in French Watch.
Do you reckon they got rid of the mites yet? The bed bugs.
Over in France?
Oh yeah, the bed bugs.
Still got that going on.
Is it like COVID? Like, just started to pretend that the bed bug epidemic is over.
You just got
to
get on with your life.
Just got to get on with your life.
Mm. I like to watch Looney Tunes with the kids. Right. I've downloaded many years worth of Looney Tunes. You know,
talking about Pepe Le Pew over here.
Yeah, and I was like explaining Pepe Le Pew to them the other day. I was like, all right, so we got French.
He's a
guys,
sex offender.
Right?
Yeah, so there are these
offender.
People called the French.
This whole country of sex offenders.
Whole country of people who are very forceful in talking to you about the things they'd like to do with you. You know, have you ever been on a subway in France?
Yes.
If you're a lady, you're going on a different journey. You know.
And everyone's a pedophile, even the women.
Even the women are out here nabbing the next prime minister of France, you know?
Oh, God.
This comes to us from CNN. French actor's family refuses to put down pet dog he wanted to be buried with.
Yeah, this guy rocks.
So funny.
I said fucking kill your dog. It's in the will. It's in the will. Last will until... Hey. Any last requests? Yes.
Yeah.
A very specific one. The family of Alain Delon, who died at the weekend aged 88, has denied the actor's request for his dog to be euthanized and buried alongside him following outcry in France. Oh boy. Delon, an icon of French cinema known for his starring roles in The Leopard and Our Story, died on Sunday. Did anybody else catch the instant... reactions on Twitter, how we immediately went from Alain Delon has died, icon of French cinema, to Alain Delon, horrifying monster of a man.
Oh, I honestly had never heard this man when I put the story in. Sorry
committed,
for me, Philistine.
Committed a litany of crimes, including in wartime.
Yeah.
Oh, are you serious?
Really? Cool. I know Napoleon. I know Amelie.
two French people.
French people.
These are the main French people I'm aware of.
I know, Papa Macron.
How about Jean Reno? You know that guy.
Oh, the pedophile from...
No, no, that's not fair. He was portraying a pedophile. He was portraying the...
You must make her younger, how you say.
Yeah, apparently he was in the French army.
Oh, these are some French-ass movies. Le Samurai. what would that sound like? It's spelled Samourai.
My goodness.
The world is so full of beauty that we just have to have our eyes open to see.
That's so true.
His future seemed to be heading towards a career as a pimp.
Yeah.
From the middle of his Wikipedia article.
Go on.
The French actor had clearly expressed his wish to have his beloved Belgian shepherd dog, Lubo, buried alongside him when he passed.
Let me be clear.
You must immediately strike the dog with a hammer.
The dog dies with me.
Ideally, the dog will die in the same tragic accident. He disclosed the unusual request during an interview with Paris Match magazine in 2018, describing Lubo as his, quote, end-of-life dog, who he, quote, loved like a child.
Oh.
Don't say that, bro.
Don't say that.
I've had 50 dogs in my life, but I have a special relationship with this one.
50 Delon dogs?
Told the magazine.
What's oh, he literally said 50 dogs.
What's the overlap on those life?
He's getting them put down as soon as they shit on the floor, right?
I have become bored of you. Bang! If I die before him, I'll ask the vet to take us away together. He'll put him to sleep in my arms.
Yeah.
In your dead body arms?
With my rifle.
Are they taking your corpse to the vet? Or is the vet bringing the dog to your corpse? What are the logistics here? I want you to bring him down to the morgue.
Every option is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want you to bring him down to the morgue, tie him to me, and then put him down. Following criticism from animal welfare groups in France, Delon's family confirmed on Tuesday that they would not be granting the actor's controversial dying wish.
That's good.
Yeah, he doesn't know.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't know that this hasn't happened to the dog yet.
Yeah.
And as we established in the intro, heaven, not real.
Not real. No afterlife.
Hell, very real. And this hell, guy definitely is real. Boiling in a pit down there. Where is my dog?
French animal charity, the Brigitte Bardot Foundation, said in a post on X Tuesday that Delon's relatives had confirmed that the dog, quote, has his home and his family and will not be euthanized. Every French man, horrid philanderer, affair master, every French woman, beautiful, generous to animals.
Yeah, beautiful. Never done anything wrong in her life.
Except for that stuff you said before. Delon's children told CNN affiliate BFM TV on Tuesday. Big Fat MTV, I think that is.
Big Fat MILFs TV.
They told Big Fat MILFs TV on Tuesday that the dog will continue to reside in their father's douchey residence.
I bet it's douchey.
Yeah. Delon's request had been strongly criticized in recent days. France's main animal protection organization, the Society for the Protection of Animals, had criticized the request, stressing on social media on Monday that, quote, the life of an animal should not be conditional on that of a human being. Now let me go back to stuffing this goose full of delicious food until his liver explodes inside his body.
They do that. They're bad to ducks and gooses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, to be really clear, we shouldn't be doing that to animals. And I really enjoyed it every time I ate it, but I felt a little bad.
It's pretty bad.
Pate?
No. Not pate. What's the fucking name for it?
Come on. The goose liver one.
Come on.
Not sous vide. It's got another French name. That's like a French name,
right? Somebody listening to this is screaming about this.
Foie gras. Isn't foie gras pate? What's the...
Foie gras. Well, the difference is that it's...
It is kind of pate, right? But it's made of like...
According to French law, foie gras is defined as the liver of a duck or goose fattened by gavage or force feeding.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be doing that.
They shouldn't
be. It is when
you
deliberately make them extremely fat. And
oh, no.
Gavage-based
foie gras
production.
They made the goose big and round.
Controversial. Yeah. Due mainly to animal welfare concerns about force feeding. I wish.
Inflating those geese.
Wouldn't that be terrible, Theo, if someone force fed you and subjected you to husbandry?
Fatten me up. Like that.
Enlarging your liver to
big old goose.
Enlarging the liver to 10 times its usual volume.
Yeah.
God, I wish
I'd hate that.
So oh boy. Yeah. The villainous French. The organization instead has offered to rehome the dog if needed. Fellow animal welfare organization, 30 Million Friends, also strongly urged Delon's request be denied.
Yeah, otherwise they'd have to change their name.
Yeah.
To 2 million, etc.
Yeah.
In an article published Monday, which also paid tribute to Delon's legacy as a, quote, fervent supporter of the animal cause.
Because he had 50 dogs in his lifetime. Dogs. I don't know if you guys heard that. Like, that doesn't check out. Like, life.
This guy loves buying dogs. He loves buying new dogs.
I've killed more dogs than you've patted. I loved every one of them.
Yeah, this guy simply loves coming down and getting a new shelter dog from us. Yeah. Like clockwork, once a month.
Get that new dog feeling. You know that new dog feeling?
I'm trying to remember what people talk about with Alan. Anyway, the charity expressed its hope that his dog wouldn't be put down whilst, quote, in good health. They also offered to find, quote, someone trustworthy, end quote, to take in Lubert if needed.
A non-French person, someone not from France.
Yeah, go over the border.
I think you should be able to kill your dog whenever you like. You know, that's just personally how I feel. And I feel like the dog should know that you could kill it at any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for that, Lucy.
Yeah. That's how I think my dog should feel when he goes about his day.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. We do have to take your context.
Yeah. Context. I have a horrible, horrible little pug.
That's right.
And I'll be so sad when he dies.
Why don't we fatten him up like a little goose?
He gets fat so quickly. If you accidentally overfeed Winston for like a few days, like we got a food that where the kibble was like bigger, so we were accidentally giving him too much food, and he got so fat in like a week. I don't know how it happens.
And he wasn't just like moderating his intake.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of going, oh, that's a bit
just,
much.
Just, oh, that's a bit that's much. I'm full now.
I'm full. Couldn't eat another kibble.
Imagine how bad his liver would taste.
Oh, it'd be nasty. It'd be black.
Jet black.
Jet black. Feels.
Oh, chopping up little fuzzy guys and seeing what's inside them, you know? It's just one of the fascinating ideas of nature. Let's delve a little further into nature with Nature Corner. Country roads, take me home to
a bit more of a feel-good story.
More feel-good than that?
A little bit more feel-good than that. This is from CBC in Canada. Cow cuddling is a thing. And at this St. John's farm, it's sold out. Have you ever looked at a cow and just wanted to give it a cuddle?
Yeah.
Quick fire, Andrew, Theo?
No.
No?
They're too big.
Yeah. I don't think they'd be great to cuddle. They're too
large.
They
could just crush me.
Have you guys never seen a video of a cow just like blissing out at somebody giving it a cuddle?
I have.
They lie down on the ground like a big dog and they go.
Maybe a little calf. Maybe a little cow, baby cow.
We did a farm stay with the boys like 2 weeks ago and they had some very cute potty calves. And when I say calf, it's still like the size of a horse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're huge.
They're huge. But yeah, they're like just coming over for scratches and stuff. You give them big scratches and they kind of just like eyes roll back in their head. But also, I don't know. There's something about them, isn't there?
Something about them. They're not quite there.
They're not quite there.
They're kind of somewhere else. I feel like half their consciousness exists somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know? No need to cower. These cows are cuddly. The pastures at Leicester's Farm Chalet are open for snuggling as the St. John's Base Farm takes part in a trend sweeping North America. If you're looking for something interesting and really unique to do, I think cow cuddling would probably be the top one you could do around here now, Jim Leicester, owner of Leicester's Farm Chalet, told CBC News in a recent interview.
Conflict of interest.
Yeah, real conflict. You think that's the top thing you could do, Jim Leicester of Leicester's Farm Chalet? Similar to equestrian therapy, cow cuddling can help people relax. Cows are really interesting animals, said Leicester. Just like a horse, a cow can pick up how you're feeling, and most times they'll try to come over and relax you and make you feel a little better.
Yeah, they come over, they get behind you, and they go, hey, what's wrong? In your ear, they start rubbing your shoulders.
They start giving you a little massage.
Yeah, is there anything we could do to maybe help you let off a little steam?
I would never treat you like that, yeah.
No way.
They put their hoofs around, like around in front of you and completely fuck up the clay vase.
Hey, what if we just kind of switch it up tonight and maybe you get milked, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, I say. Yeah. Like too fast? Yes.
Yeah. For animal
Lester,
lovers.
Get out of here.
Cow cuddling is the latest addition to their summer bucket lists. Tickets for the activity sold out quickly.
Summer bucket list? A bucket list is for...
It's for life. Like for pre-bucket. Death. I don't think you have a summer bucket list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you intend to die at the end of summer.
At the end of summer, which, you know, that makes sense. It's kind of romantic.
Yeah.
It's been quite popular, Leicester said. There are people who drive immense distances to be able to hang out in the pastures with cows. Leicester said most of his cows are social, but the farm specifically picked its friendliest cows for the activity. That's rough. You know, just keeping the other guys out the back. No cuddles for them. Maybe they'd be friendlier.
You know, you're not ready for the big time,
yeah,
Floretta.
You know what?
Your hair this morning, maybe.
Something that continues to mess with me is that like the bucket list wasn't a term before the 2007 movie.
That can't be true.
No,
that is true.
That sounds false.
No,
the bucket list from 2007.
Yeah, I know the movie.
Yeah. Sackham coined the expression bucket list after he wrote his own list of things to do before I kick the bucket and then shortened it to Justin's bucket
Pardon?
List.
Pardon?
I'm not... No.
No.
People would have said that beforehand, right?
Before that, yeah. I was alive before that and saying that.
You reckon you were saying that's on my bucket list pre-2007? Yeah. You think you were saying that?
Someone on Reddit is saying this, and it's in Mandela Effect, r/Mandela Effect, the phrase bucket list didn't exist before 2007.
From the phrase Kick the Bucket, popularized by the 2007 film The Bucket List, according to Oxford Languages. According to Wiktionary, the phrase was coined by American and British screenwriter Justin Sackham.
What?
Okay, so I'm on Google Trends and it is zero until December of 2007.
I'm not buying these. This has ruined my day. This has ruined my day. Someone says I have notebooks from when I was a kid in the 90s that me and my friends used to write our summer bucket list in every year. Yeah. And we used to write the word summer bucket list.
Yeah, they maybe say that. Show me the notebook, motherfucker.
Show me the notebook. Do you have a picture of it? You post
or
pictures on Reddit.
Are you remembering a thing that you did that kind of aligned with that?
Yeah.
Things you wanted to do before the end of summer. Anyway, I'm sure that people had used the term before that point. But apparently it's...
Apparently
it was not like a popularly used phrase.
All right.
It was not
people are arguing about it on Reddit.
What? People are arguing on Reddit?
People are on Reddit? Really?
Not our beloved Redditors.
Man, that is wild. It like so it peaks with the movie, but then it just settles down to like this constant thing that obviously people use. This. All right.
So does that feel good, everyone?
No.
Yeah, okay. Feeling good. Back to the cow cuddling.
Yeah.
Participants will start by hanging out with the calves, then we'll spend time with the adult cows, followed by a private tour of the farm with more cuddle opportunities. That's interesting. Nice. That's interesting phrasing. Cows are pretty social animals, and just like humans, there are some that are more social than others, he said. They love a little scratch and little treats.
Yeah.
Putting the autistic cows out the back.
Yeah, they're out there playing Minecraft.
Yeah, they're playing Minecraft. They're going to go on the computer when this is happening.
Who wants computer time?
Computer time. They can go into the petting barn and look at the baby pigs and the other animals that are in there. Our newborn colt is really full of personality. Very small horse with a big personality.
I thought you said newborn colt for a second there.
Lester cuddled Chloe the cow when talking to CBC News. Chloe's a Guernsey cow. I would suspect that she's probably one of the only Guernsey cows on the Avalon and maybe on the island, he said. She's quite content hearing me laying up against her. His greatest cow cuddling tip is to let the cows come to you. Don't be desperate.
Yeah, they could smell when you want it too bad.
Yeah, they can smell when you want it. That's really off-putting. They'll kind of come right up to you, unless they're lying down like Chloe here. You can just walk over slowly. If you have a little bit of a treat or something like that, she'd probably like that, Lester said. Right. Tickets for August are sold out. But Lester said cow cuddling will continue until the temperatures start to dip heading into the winter. We have intentions to do it as long as the weather is conducive to a great experience. That could be right up until the end of October, Lester said. There's a little bit of solitude in the country.
Now, I won't kind of say that cuddling a cow is not like a nice idea, right? And you hear that and you go, maybe I want to cuddle a cow. But do you worry that the fact that this is just like selling out and people are like, holy shit, I got to cuddle a cow, says anything at all about, you know, American society and interpersonal kind of, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not a,
maybe.
I don't do the arts. I don't know about people, but like, to me, this feels like Ryan Gosling walking out of his house in Blade Runner and having the robot lady with her boobs out coming.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Hey. Totally.
Sort of like that, but completely different.
It's really sold me on that, though. Like, I'd be out cow cuddling every day. That sounds made it sound really nice, yeah.
I think it would be really nice. And it would probably make you go, I think I got to stop eating these cows.
Yeah, probably. Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think both things can be true. I think the cows can be incredibly sweet, gentle creatures. Nice to cuddle. Obviously, experience a lot of love.
But we did breed them to be stupider.
Yeah, and very dependent on us, the way that we do things. And also delicious.
What if we just eat the ones with bad vibes?
Yeah.
Oh, but no, that's how we find out that the ones with bad vibes taste worse, and then all of a sudden we're just eating the ones with the best vibes. You know? We probably don't want that.
We have to hang out with the loser cows.
Yeah.
We don't want it to go that way. Oh, boy. If we were to eat the most beautiful cow in the world with the best positive and purest vibes in the universe, that would simply be a crime. It's time for Crime Watch. Crime. We love it. Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just quickly figuring out how to pronounce this word. This comes to us from Fox, Philadelphia. Vehicle rolls into Schuylkill River. Schuylkill? Well,
Skyrim River?
That's not what the talking Google lady just said to me. But rolls into the river as man, woman, quote, engage in sexual activity. Police.
Uh-oh.
You whoops, guys probably Daisy. Can imagine what that means.
Philadelphia police responded to an unusual and rather awkward incident on the Schuylkill River early Wednesday morning. Schuylkill.
I mean, it's only awkward if you're a big nerd about it.
Yeah, if you don't like
just
being
like
watched.
Be cool about it.
Just be cool
about it. What's the problem?
It? Yeah.
Just a little dogging, perhaps.
Yeah. I'm always rolling into rivers while dogging.
Yeah.
A vehicle parked on Kelly Drive had made its way into the river near the Columbia Bridge around 4:45 a.m. That's pretty early to be
parking fucking. Break.
Oh, you're out really late.
Parking brake, you know? Guys. Like,
put your park brake on.
Especially America, if you're having sex in the car.
Long Sorry. Established position of the show, use your handbrake.
Is this America?
Philadelphia? Yeah.
Okay. I didn't hear that. I was kind of looking at a picture of a cat that's been vacuum packed.
Yep. Well, that's important to look at too. Yeah, put your parking brake on, especially if there is potential for your car to be a rockin'.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
From all the sex that you're having, which can be like very raucous as far as I understand it.
Yep. I've heard, heard reports that sometimes people be having sex and they make the car move around. Police say a man and a woman were engaging in sexual activity in the back seat when the woman accidentally disengaged the gear, causing the vehicle to roll right into the water.
Oh, right. Just a comical little accident.
If your fucking handbrake was on, this wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah.
You cannot rely on the gearbox.
That's kind of its job.
Oh, she didn't Oh, right. I thought she'd accidentally.
She's bumped
the handbrake. No. Just bumped the gear.
She bumped the gear stick. It's gone into gear.
It's also super hard to bump the handbrake off. That's why it's got the like locking mechanism.
You've got to push the thing in.
Yeah.
You know? You've
got to push and lift at the same time.
I mean, it might be easier. My car's got an electronic one. You just push a little button.
Doesn't sound as satisfying.
And then it goes, well, it makes a crazy noise. It goes meow underneath. Well, like winds itself on.
Yeah. I got a foot one in the leaf that you kind of
down in
the footwell, and you kind of every time I like stop in a park, I stomp it. But now when I'm driving the Skoda, which is less often, whenever I stop, I like stomp the footwell like an idiot. And then I kind of have to look around to see if anyone saw me do that.
Anybody notice me having a tantrum in my car? Yeah.
Like hurting my leg.
Luckily, both the man and the woman were able to escape safely with no injuries. Hey,
did they
maybe
finish?
To their pride. Did they finish? Fire department using
were
the jaws
clothes
of
in
life.
The car, and did they have to like escape down
swim
the river
out
bank?
Nude?
Like, oh,
I'm picturing.
Can I cover myself with that cello?
I'm picturing a car rolls all the way into the water, and then two full sets of clothes come floating to the surface, and they're kind of laid out like if you had laid out clothes on
hers.
A bed,
yeah.
In the shape of a human, and they float away down the river. And then two slightly embarrassed, completely nude people slithering out afterwards.
On the far bank, rushing behind a tree.
Are you having sex
out.
In your car? That's crazy behavior.
At fucking 4:45 in the morning. Honestly.
Yeah.
Like I said, you're either out way too late or you're up way too early.
That's a way too late kind of deal.
Just trying to figure out the water quality of the...
Yeah, the idea of like falling into a river, very upsetting.
Yeah. They got one of those hot soup rivers over there. Yeah. Like,
presumably.
In Philadelphia, you can't.
I'm picturing a Philadelphia river. It's probably not nice.
On fire, etc.
People also ask I've forgotten what I was saying now. Schuylkill River? Is it safe to swim in the Schuylkill River? The Schuylkill River has gotten much cleaner, but sewer overflows still plague it.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Some see a potential for recreation on the river. Chemical discharges might be gone, but it's still not safe for paddling and swimming.
You don't want your
fucking, let alone fucking.
You don't want your open holes in that river, yeah, that's for sure. Yep.
You don't want to be dunking them.
Yeah, let's not be fucking in the river.
You're often your pH balance for sure in that thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. If you live in a large American city, you probably shouldn't be fucking in your river.
Yeah. Mm.
Imagine not ideal.
Having sex in the Chicago River, you know?
As has been a long-standing stance on this podcast, if you do that, you'll get big and explode with lots of worms going everywhere, like an AoE enemy in Diablo 3.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No.
Yep.
We've all had it happen to us. It feels terrible.
Yeah, it happened to an uncle of mine.
Nasty, unpleasant.
The vehicle, believed to be a Land or Range Rover, was pulled from the water around 9 a.m. This leads me to believe that this actually happened to Dennis Reynolds from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Sounds a bit more right. He has had to have his Land Rover pulled out of a Philadelphia body of water before on the show. So.
Such a good car. Such a good thing to be like, I just paid too much money for this.
What if I were to roll it into the river?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What if your Land Rover was all wet?
Yeah. What if?
Hey, did I play Crime Watch just before this one?
Yeah, you did. That's kind of a crime. They kind of did a crime. That public sex? I don't know.
Yeah. I think in America that probably gets you on a list.
Yeah, probably.
Well, look, full disclosure, I'm going to pull the curtain back for a second. Lucy labeled this story as the one thing we didn't want to happen, and I fucked up and played the wrong stinger.
Yeah, that's the
one. It's important to show contrition when you have committed a crime against the other members of the podcast and against the listeners of the show. And that's why we will continue with another installation of, and now the correct segment, Crime Watch. It's time for Crime Watch again and more.
I like that you just played that again rather than playing the one thing. People famously love the Crime Watch theme and it makes them feel good. It releases oxytocin.
Yep. It does. Makes you believe that you're experiencing love for this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This comes to us from AP World News. New Zealand Food Bank distributes candy made from potentially lethal amount of methamphetamine.
Oopsie.
So I'm hearing free.
I'm hearing free drugs. Yeah.
Free methamphetamine. What's the crime?
It's a sort bargain? Of like the. It's like the inverse of like the moral panic of, watch out if you go out like on Halloween and your kids get candy because they'll have weed in them.
Yeah.
Like, why would that ever happen?
Why would anyone do that?
Yeah. Why would anyone do that? But this, I believe, kind of intuitively. Kinda some,
yeah.
Well, it's like I can't remember who I saw talking about this the other day. The whole thing of like, you buy weed and it'll be laced with fentanyl, and somebody saying, why would somebody sell you a cheap drug and lace it with a much more expensive drug?
Yeah, to kill you.
Why? The first hit's free and the second hit is you hitting the floor and dying.
Hey, check it out. I'm buying weed laced with weed seeds and branches and shit. Yeah. I'm buying the worst weed.
Like, it can't be a good business model. you know, to say, I'm going to sell you weed for, let's say, you know, $20, $30. I'm going to put a bunch of a far more expensive drug into it. And also, I'm going to make it so that you can't come back and buy any more drugs from me because you're dead now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a dead customer.
Yeah. And there's also the cops who die when they get called out, and they come and they make visual contact with your corpse and overdose immediately and die. You know?
I'm thinking we probably need to send at least two cops to every school in the country to let kids know to be on the watch out for that.
Yeah.
That kind of keeps them off the street for a while, I guess.
Keep them busy. Wellington, New Zealand. A New Zealand charity working with homeless people in Auckland unknowingly distributed candies filled with a potentially lethal dose of methamphetamine in its food parcels after the sweets were donated by a member of the public. And
I'm just thinking, like, maybe a lot of things would be better if we just fed them instead.
Just like food?
Straight from the government. Like, just food.
Yeah.
Gave them enough money to buy some food?
And a bit of alcohol. A bit of alcohol. You know?
And a little bit of alcohol.
A few pre-mixed cans. Yeah. They can have what I can have. They can have a little glass of wine. Yeah.
Do you guys remember the Optus thing where they're like, donate your data to...
Yeah.
Like a homeless person or something?
Yeah.
How about you give them some?
That's just imaginary.
What do you mean? That's imaginary.
It doesn't cost anything.
My data's not real.
You don't have to go to the farm and like...
Yeah, that's... Look, one of my personally held beliefs, and I'm going to make it a canon podcast belief right now, is that when you see those people who are like, oh, if you give money to a homeless person, they're just going to spend it on some alcohol or some marijuana or whatever. My personal stance is, okay.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
They're homeless.
If you live...
They're probably having
on
a bad
street,
time.
If fuck
they might
sucks,
be having a bad day.
Why would you not be taking advantage of some of the few situations where you could be like, I'm forgetting my current situation.
Have you ever had to push all your shit around in a shopping cart?
Yep.
I haven't.
Nope. But if I did, I bet I wouldn't feel great. Anyway, my point is that, you know, we all get to drink and do drugs, and we don't even have serious problems.
Yeah, I don't get to do drugs anymore, but I do get to drink.
Oh, look, you could if you really wanted to.
Yeah, I guess I would.
One day. Auckland City Mission said Wednesday that staff had started to contact up to 400 people to track down parcels that could contain the sweets, which were solid blocks of methamphetamine enclosed in candy wrappers.
Wow.
Three people were treated in hospital after consuming them, but were later discharged, authorities said.
So it is possible to take it without dying. Good to know.
That's...
Also, real bad switch up at the drug lab that day.
Yes.
Now,
pass
these
me the sugar.
Parcels are going to our distributors, and these parcels are for the homeless. Have you got that?
Yeah. Totally.
Do you need to say it back to me, or are you good?
Again, I'm trying to figure out the logistics here, right? Let's say you're a drug dealer or importer, and you're like, hey, I've got all of these lumps of methamphetamine that I've shaped into roughly the size of a lolly.
Solid lumps, not like...
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to, I guess, empty out all of these individual sweets. So I've got the wrappers, and then I'm going to wrap each of those around one of these blocks of methamphetamine. And then right about then, our unpaid intern comes in and he says, these are the lollies we're getting rid of, right? And he takes the big cart of rewrapped lollies out, you know?
To be fair, we've all been there. I don't take verbal instructions well. I'd be scared to ask too many questions on, like, my first day at the drug export factory. I'd be like, yeah, 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 totally. Oh, yeah, I've got it. I've got it. No, I understand.
Huh. Not quite sure how this went wrong. The amount of methamphetamine in each candy was up to 300 times the level someone would usually take and could be lethal, according to the New Zealand Drug Foundation, which is a drug checking and policy organization that first tested the candies.
So this is like, these are coming with like a not for resale sticker on these. These are not for like...
I don't think they're for immediate consumption.
For
right?
immediate consumption.
These aren't your granddaddy's sweets. Yeah. You know? This isn't your... This isn't
they
your,
are not for eating.
These aren't your pappy's lemon sherbets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ben Birx-Eng, a foundation spokesperson, said disguising drugs as innocuous goods is a common cross-border smuggling technique. Okay. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more of the candies might have been distributed throughout New Zealand. Again, I get that part. I get that you were disguising them as something. I don't get at which step of the process someone said, oops, I just donated hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of drugs.
I think I explained it. It got oafed.
Whoops.
Yeah.
It got oafed in transit.
It's
got
to be oafed in transit for sure. Yeah.
It was the drug lord's nephew who they gave a job.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely unqualified.
He's just working on it.
Nepo baby.
He's like, he wants to get back to GTA 5 online mode,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, what all nephews are playing over the age of 15.
Yeah.
Drug lord uncle is like, I told you, I'll give you some more GTA bucks.
Yes.
After you've done half an hour of work.
I'll buy you the new... F-slur compact or whatever it is they're selling on GTA.
Yeah. Fortnite skins, they cost money. They cost money.
Yeah. You think they just grow on a tree?
No. They grow on trees.
They cost money, even if you're buying them for Call of Duty, which shouldn't have those kinds of skins in it.
Oh, you're getting Fortnite skins in Call of Duty?
Yeah, you're getting Fortnite skins in Call of Duty now.
There is a whole other world of games out there that I am just not party to.
Just don't get on board.
You don't get that in Elden Ring. You don't get that in Hollow Knight.
You know what the problem is, right? Fortnite looks like a big cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Put cartoon guys in there. That's cool. That's cool. Call of Duty has all of like the sound design and dialogue and posturing of like, I wish I was a SEAL Team 6 operator.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, lock and load. Time to wipe them out. And then you're like you're in a van driving
you
to
there,
the...
Torture that subject.
Yeah, you're in like a helicopter or a van arriving on the multiplayer map and sitting next to you is like a skeleton with transparent skin and like a glowing core.
Yeah.
Or Snoop Dogg.
Or Snoop Dogg.
Or Daffy Duck with a big
hammer. Or Tommy Chong.
Yep. Rhea Ripley.
These aren't jokes, by the way. I'm not joking. Not
Rhea Ripley from WWE has just appeared in Call of Duty. Theo, have you ever seen Australian professional wrestler Rhea Ripley?
I do. I've just got to make sure that, hey, Vino, this is a specific message for listener of the show, Vino. Rhea Ripley's in Call of Duty whatever now. So
check that out.
Check that out. Put that on your Steam wish list.
I think, look, it's completely a personal opinion, but I think Rhea Ripley might be the most attractive muscle-bound person that we've managed to create on Earth yet.
If you're into that kind of thing, there are guys out there going like, hey, hammer throw me into...
Oh, wow, that's a real woman for a certain kind of guy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, big...
Really nailing a lot of just specifics.
Somehow, not
muscle-bound...
But for others...
Goth mommy kind of Australian too.
It's very Australian-coded.
Yep. Got it all going on. Yeah. Great stuff.
Maybe we can get listener of the show, Vino, on here to explain
Call of Duty
a little more.
Anyway, she's in Call of Duty now, you know?
Wow.
And the skins cost money.
That's so fucked up.
You know?
They should make Bunta Vista skins
for
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I should
and every
be
time
Call
you.
Of Duty.
Mine lowers
every time you get shot,
HP.
You go, ow, ow, ow.
I've got an ear infection.
Don't.
Don't.
Don't. Don't.
Can you fuck off real quick?
Oh, boy. But, you know, this drug lord's nephew, Derek, he wants some skins. And sometimes that shit is too expensive. Sometimes it's like, hey, why don't you get this bundle with a skin and some unfortunately named CP points?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, don't call them. Don't, yeah, that don't stands for that. Something else.
But yeah, you get this bundle with some points and some skins and a gun and stuff. Hey, it's just $150 Australian.
That's not what that costs. This is my how much does the banana cost moment. Like,
yeah. It's like, oh, I just need COD points. Cool. How much do they cost?
How much do they cost? Yeah.
Oh, it's 1-to-1 with Australian dollars, I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
But Derek needs his skins, you know? And, like, he's spending his summer holidays here. We need to get along, you know? And we know that when you say no to Derek enough times in a day, a tantrum is coming.
Yeah, it goes downhill. It's not
just productive. Not worth it. Like, it's not helpful for either of you.
A tantrum is coming. And
just see it from his point of view. He's just hearing no, no, no all day. Imagine how he feels.
Mm. And yes, you know, he does act like a bit of a baby about this sort of stuff. Unfortunately, he is also 6'4" and 120 kilos.
Yeah.
You know, so when he throws a tantrum, he really throws that bad boy.
Yeah. It comes naturally to him to snap an iPad in half.
So, you know, you say, well, what the fuck can Derek do? Hey, can you just move this shopping trolley full of stuff?
Yeah.
Can you just pop it out of here? And he doesn't want to ask the question a second time. He doesn't want to get yelled at. So he's like, hey, just take this down to the Salvos. Take this down to the local food bank. They'll appreciate that. Police, we're investigating. They love doing that.
Yeah, they fucking look into it a bit, hey. That.
Oh, hold on, you missed a little paragraph.
The sweets, that's why I stopped there. The sweets had a street value of New Zealand $1,000, $608, according to this, I'm guessing, American article.
Wow.
AP World News, there you go.
Per candy.
Per candy, which suggests the donation
all right.
by an unknown member of the public was an accidental rather than a deliberate attack, Burks Ang said. Yeah, we figured that out and we're podcasters. Yeah. We could solve crimes, but like on a podcast, Lucy. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that'd be crazy. We should just go through crimes all the time.
Ah. The authorities' initial perceptions were that the episode was likely an importation scheme gone awry, Detective Inspector Glenn Baldwin said. But the nature and scale of the operation and nephew were unknown. we're trying to figure out the nature and scale of your nephew, sir. What kind of skins is he trying to buy? Officers had recovered 29 of the candies, but did not know how many were circulating, he said Thursday. Police are investigating reports that someone had attempted to sell one of the sweets online. Yeah, it's
straight up,
parking.
I would have done that. If I heard, if the police called me, they were like, oh, there's candy that you have that might have methamphetamine. I'd
street
be like,
value 1,000 NZ.
Yeah, no, mine just looks like a regular candy. I'm pretty sure it's just a regular candy.
I don't think there was actually
it smells normal.
Box,
I licked it. It's fine.
And then I wouldn't know how to sell drugs, so I'd probably get on like eBay or like Depop or something. Just trying
That's when you show up. That's when you show up in my Instagram ads. Grainy picture of just like a wrapped lolly with send me message about my inventory in the description. The city missioner?
Tell us
some
you
New
guys
Zealand
have got
stuff.
Missioners?
City What's missioner.
That? What's that?
First woman Christchurch city missioner. Oh, like a mission.
Like a church.
Like a Christian mission?
It's a New Zealand-based charitable trust, Auckland City Mission.
Okay. Oh, just someone from City Mission. I guess that checks out.
Yeah.
I was hoping it would be more like a sort of formalized NPC position, where if you're walking past the town hall...
They've got all the quests there.
They've got a little glow around them.
Yeah.
And you can just go up and she'll say, hey, I lost my 15 methamphetamine candies. Yeah. If you could bring them back to me, I've got a reward for you.
A little question mark, but it's glowing gray because you haven't collected them all yet.
Yeah, and it takes you fucking ages to collect them all and then you give them all to her and the reward is something that's worth way less than 15,000 New Zealand dollars. You know?
Yeah.
The city missioner, Helen Robinson, said 8 families, including at least one child, had reported consuming the contaminated candies since Tuesday. Oh, you're going to be up all night.
Yeah, that's not good.
The, quote, revolting, end quote, taste led most to immediately spit them out. Look, I will say from my personal experiences, methamphetamine tastes bad.
I don't know if you meant to eat it. I don't know if you meant to chew on it.
You're not meant to chew on it, but you can just you can dip your finger in a little bit of that vitamin and put it in your mouth, you know? And I'll tell you this, it tastes fucking horrible. I cannot imagine putting a gobstopper sized
yeah. just in your mouth.
Yeah. Piece of you guys amphetamine in your mouth. The charity's food bank accepts only donations of commercially produced food in sealed packaging, Robinson said. The pineapple candies, stamped with the label of Malaysian brand Rinda, maybe put that up the front of the story. If yeah, you're trying yeah. to stop
Which
people
ones?
From consuming
You got any of these candies?
No, they want to bury that. So you have to read the whole thing. You so have you to scroll read the whole past thing. Ads for the candies.
I want
to
get you to scroll down. Yeah, I'm
I guess
thinking
you're coming and going.
If I'm trying to stop people from consuming a thing and dying, maybe put that up the top. They appeared as such when they were donated, arriving in a retail-sized bag. Auckland City Mission was alerted Tuesday by a food bank client who reported, quote, funny-tasting candy. They do be making stuff that tastes bad on purpose these days, though.
That's true.
For kids. Kids love tasting something that's meant to be fucking gross.
Oh, just some, like, ironic candy?
Yeah, there's, like, have you ever had, like, those Jelly Belly Bean Boozled?
No.
They have yucky beans.
I am 37 years old.
Yeah, whether it's like, but you got children. You should be trying to prank them.
We give them normal candy.
Boring.
If they're up to like 11 on a sugar rush, it's because of just a standard Nestle Turkish Delight. Actually, they're not going to eat Turkish Delight. That's too
I was going to say.
Too fancy for kids.
Yeah. like a single piece of milk chocolate.
Is that sending them hyper?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I subscribe to the theory of hyperactivity. Although
I think you got to go pretty hard. On you got to go pretty hard to really be freaking out.
Yeah.
Staff tasted some of the remaining candies and immediately contacted authorities.
just licking the candy, picking up a phone and dialing 911. I don't know. What do you reckon the emergency number of New Zealand is?
Probably something stupid.
Stop
Probably something
stupid.
Stupid
triple
isn't it?
One.
Really, triple
Fucking
one or
idiots.
Something. Idiots.
Let's find out.
013. What is it?
It is 111.
It is 111.
Oh, they saw that ours was taken and they were like,
they're just
well, what's,
like us,
what's
only
next?
Different.
Yeah.
What's next?
Imagine if you're in trouble in New Zealand, you dial 000 and you go, g'day, copper, what's wrong with you?
Gonna need you to crank it up by one, mate. Good Lord. Also, a child and a young person were treated in hospital before being discharged. The candies have been donated sometime in the past 6 weeks, Robinson said. It was not clear how many had been distributed in that time and how many were made of methamphetamine. Rinda said in a written statement that the company learned through New Zealand news reports that its candies, quote, may have been misused and would cooperate with authorities. Quote, we want to make it clear that Rinda Food Industries does not use or condone the use of any illegal drugs in our products, General Manager Steve said.
I'd probably hope not.
It's sad that they have to make that disclaimer, but at the same time,
Rinda wants to make it clear we use much higher quality drugs in our.
we would never have these.
Be shooting up this ditch drug.
So these candies are still out there. So if you've got any at home, oof. That's money in the bank.
That's money in the bank.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a little something for you and your friends.
We don't condone drug use on these podcasts.
But we do condone $1,000 New Zealand dollar.
Yeah. What's I don't know if that's more or less than ours, to be honest.
It's got
to
be less.
Something about the same.
Smaller country, smaller dollar. How about that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. 923 for the record. Australian dollars.
Yeah.
It's a good deal. It's free money.
It's free money. It's $923 for free.
Folks, go out and get your hands on the pineapple methamphetamines. Get them while you can.
Get them while you
bloody,
can.
Bloody nanny states trying to take our candies away, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. What a beautiful beautiful Father's Day here in Australia. We thank you for listening to what was, we are almost 100% certain, an episode of the podcast, Punta Vista.
Yeah, shout out to the DILFs out there.
Shout out to the DILFs. Shout out
DILFs
to the
DILFs. Hold up half the sky.
Shout out to the step DILFs. You know, you weren't the step DILF. You were the DILF who stepped up.
Yes, totally. You know?
We love you. We respect you. We've
been doing gymnastics, and it started off, I was the only DILF there. Now there's three DILFs. It's bloody DILF City down there.
That's where all the DILFs are at, gymnastics?
Yeah, all the DILFs are going to gymnastics.
So it's trans. Are you guys stretching? Are you getting limbered up?
We're getting limbered up, doing some rolls, doing some running around screaming at each other.
Nice.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
Yep. What are you screaming? Thanks, everybody. It's time to go spend time with our families. Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Outside, we have the resources.